Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
On today's wrestling news, we've got a brand new undisputed WWE Universal Championship belt.
Of the world, and Seth Rollins' first WWE World Heavyweight Championship challenger has been revealed.
We've got an injury update on Braun Strowman.
And another update on possible opponents for CM Punk during his AEW return at Collision.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil Chambers, and I'm joined by Salty Sea Dog. Getting booking over Gareth over there. He's here too. But first up, the undisputed WWE Universal Championship has a new belt. It got unveiled on SmackDown last night by Triple H, handing it over to Roman Reigns as a big congratulations for his 1,000 days as champion, or 1,005 days or whatever it is now. But there was more to this story, because the Usos kind of interrupted it, and obviously they continued the whole Bloodline stuff that was kicking off at Night of Champions, and Reigns was trying to get Jay to superkick Jimmy, because Jimmy superkicked him at the pay-per-view, and then Jimmy was like, I kicked you because you weren't being a good brother, and then there was lots of brotherhood stuff, and it looked like Solo was going to join the Usos' side, because they're his brothers, and then they kind of tried to get Roman Reigns to continue the Bloodline in like respect, to be like all be like one for all and all for one, instead of like one guy leading it, and they can continue running the business together with respect as brothers. But that wasn't gonna happen, obviously, because this is Roman Reigns we're talking about, and Jimmy ended up like getting in his face just like Reigns had done to him, and then they kind of hugged, but it was all a swerve, and then at the end of it Solo spiked Jay and joined sort of Roman Reigns. So it's all very interesting with the Bloodline stuff going on. Uso is very much separate on the way out. Reigns was like talking to Heyman, going like, oh, Jay will get in line. So he still kind of thinks he'll be able to get them back in line, but it's all starting to crumble beneath him. But he has this new prize at the top, the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. It's still a really long name, but it is brand new. It is, looks very much similar to the old ones, just a bit shinier. Really? And I'm not sure about it, to be fair. I think it's fine. I think they maybe could have switched it up a little bit more and gone for something a little bit different, but it is very shiny. It's better than him carrying around two belts pointlessly, I guess. What are your thoughts?
I don't know. I didn't mind the two belts thing for a time. I know, obviously, now you've got the World Heavyweight Championship, which we will talk about a bit more, obviously. Now you've got that, it's pointless just having two there, but it's just a good visual, isn't it? It just looks badass. It just looks like the more kind of dominant champion. But I guess this is a subtle way of just trying to level things out with Rollins, because if they're both just holding one title, like just on an optics kind of thing, you just look at it and go, okay, they're both equals, they're both holding one belt. I know it's silly, but that's kind of how people's brains work. Again, it's just the same belt, isn't it? But just shinier and gold. I don't know. It was just a bit lackluster when it happened. It was like, it's okay, it's that again, but slightly different. Okay.
This belt shape with the WWE logo we've had for a really long ass time.
It's so bland.
It might have been time for it to change up. Let us know down in the comments what you think, though. I'm very interested to see people's reaction to this one.
And let us know exactly what you think of the Bloodline next chapter as well, because that's, again, I quite liked it. It was a bit of a swerve. Didn't really fully see. I felt like it was a bit out of character when Solo did go and join, but then obviously when what happened, I was like, business as usual. There we go. It's resumed. So I don't know where this is going to go next week or the week after. They are dragging it out, aren't they? It's like Jay's still there. He's still teetering, and eventually he's going to like join Jimmy, and it'll be like, I don't know. I personally feel like it's going on a little too long at this point, and I just want something big to happen. to fully shake things up, off, just fully break them up and go from there, really. I want big, impactful stuff. And speaking of big, impactful stuff that goes down on WWE very, very soon, we've got Seth Rollins' first challenger for his World Heavyweight Championship. It's been revealed because Rollins laid down an open challenge because he said something on Twitter, and I was like thinking about it, and I was like, oh my God, yeah, it's been a long time, because he said it's actually, well, since November 2021, we've not had the World Championship defended on Raw. He said that on Twitter, and I was like, thinking about it, no, we haven't, because I think it was Big E who defended it last on November 2021.
Long time.
And he kind of tipped his cap to Big E, and Big E did the same. He was like, yeah, my captain, yeah, you go and defend that belt. And he's going to do an open challenge on Raw this week. And the person who accepted it was none other than the Judgment Day's Damian Priest. And obviously they collided in a tag match in the main event of last week's Raw. And then Priest lost with Finn Balor, so he was a bit annoyed by that. But he has taken up this challenge. I'm not sure. I think it may be the first time that Priest has challenged for a world title on the main roster. I feel like it might be. So big match, huge match. He said that it was foolish for Rollins to lay down the open challenge. He shouldn't be doing stuff like this. And he said he's going to bring it home to the Judgment Day and all that good stuff. So this is pretty big. If this goes on in the main event, you expect it to, really. If they want to put this belt on a massive pedestal and make it really meaningful, then it probably will be. So I'm excited about it because I think Priest has been doing some awesome stuff. This, again, kind of adds into that conversation about him being someone backstage that people really are getting behind. Like, people really do see a big future with Priest after all the backlash stuff with Bad Bunny, and Rollins is just Rollins. He's been doing awesome stuff, so I think these two will create a bit of magic, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they've been like testing Damian Priest out quite a lot throughout this Judgment Day run, and I think the Bad Bunny match was probably his biggest test to date in terms of just putting him out there in a like sort of top tier match with a lot of eyes on him, and just go like, mm-hmm. Here you go, here's the pressure, can you handle it? And absolutely, yes, he could. He absolutely smashed it. So excited to see what they do with this, and yeah, good opportunity for Damian Priest. Probably not going to win, but a good opportunity for Damian Priest nonetheless, and yeah, only good things coming for him and hopefully the rest of the Judgment Day.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Braun Strowman, injury update next. He posted a video on his Instagram page of him going in for surgery. He went in for level 1 fusion of his C4 and C5 vertebrae. So quite a big surgery there. He said in the video that it was like scary to find out that he had to go in and needed the surgery, but he like sort of thanked WWE and the medical team and everything for taking such good care of him, and says he will be back once he is all healed up. Now, looking at it, like other people that have had sort of spinal surgery stuff have been out sort of like 6 to 12 months. So he's got quite a long run of being out and a long recovery from this, obviously. Edge had two level fusion, so like 3 vertebrae fused, and he was out for a whole year. This is obviously a little bit less than that, but still, it's the same surgery at the end of the day, so he's going to be out for quite a while. But yeah, just best wishes to Braun Strowman and get well soon, really.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering for a while there what was going on with Braun Strowman, because I couldn't recall seeing anything, like any updates on what had happened to him, why he'd been off, like if it was an illness, if it was a serious injury. So the fact that it was this, when he did pop up yesterday, I was really shocked. You do just wish him the best, because anything to do with your neck, your spine, it's more about quality of life going forward than just being a wrestler. Like, really, at the end of the day, this is just, it's a small kind of little part of someone's life in general when you look at it. So hopefully he can just get back on his feet and have a good quality of life going forward. I know it sounds really kind of doom and gloom, that, but it is. It's a really serious injury. So all the best to Braun. Hopefully he's, gets well very, very soon. Just kind of shifting over now to the land of All Elite. CM Punk, it was confirmed this week, he is officially going to be returning at Collision June 17th, I believe it is, the debut of Collision. So that's a big old thing. And leading up to this, there are obviously a lot of rumours around who's going to be CM Punk's first big feud, like when he does return, because it's going to be massive. Whoever's in that spot, like think of what happened with Darby Allin when he was the first feud. They wouldn't have stayed him, and it was a big, exciting thing. So a lot of people wondering who's going to be in that spot this time around, who's going to be taking on the Punker. And Fightful Select have been on hand to kind of offer a few reports over the last couple of weeks, couple of months. And they've got another one today, which is saying that, like, it's kind of going over a few of the people that are on this list, this potential list. Nothing's confirmed at this point. These are just the people who have been discussed, heavily pitched, rumored, whatever it is. So the first person that was heavily pitched was Chris Jericho. That's something that a lot of us have already known. Like, they were saying that they wanted that to be their first big thing, but then Fightful have said that they've not really heard much about that program for a while now. So that one seems to, it's not been like confirmed that it's been shelved or anything, but it's just not really been the big talking point, really just in their circles of what they're listening to. But another one, it was mentioned, I think it was like in May, I think it was mentioned that Punk was really interested in wrestling Samoa Joe and like having a program with Samoa Joe again. Those two have got a massive rivalry that went down in Ring of Honor, obviously, like huge historic thing. And that was something that's still said to be in the works. So that one's still there. Like, that's still being discussed and talked about, whether it's the first feud, whether it's just a feud down the road. We'll see what happens with that one. But for me, the most surprising name that was mentioned in this collection of people that could take on CM Punk when he does return is none other than Jay White, Bullet Club Gold Jay White, because Punk has been watching all of his work on AEW recently, and apparently he's a bit of a fan of it. He's taken a liking to all of his work that he's been doing alongside Juice Robinson. So that's another one that could be there as a potential opponent for Punk when he does return. And then it could just be him kind of having a bit of a program with Bullet Club Gold. So having him taking on Juice Robinson as well with Jay White, whether Punk ends up teaming with somebody, maybe a Ricky Starks, and they have some tag matches. I'd be quite into that. That'd be interesting. I think any of those options right now seem pretty good to me. I think I'd be quite intrigued to see a Jay White CM Punk feud. I'd be quite intrigued to see them run it back with Samoa Joe, and then just seeing Jericho be crazy with him as well would be all kinds of okay with me.
Yeah, I'm up for all of these. I think the Jay White one is really interesting. Just in terms of, I think like AEW has kind of normalized Jay White quite quickly, and maybe a little bit too soon. Like the sort of shine of that first debut has kind of come off a little bit. So putting him in a like big feud with CM Punk would be go a hell of a long way towards sort of boosting Jay White up the card, at the same time as giving CM Punk someone completely new, completely fresh, someone who can have really good promo battles with. And definitely really good matches with at the end.
And
of the
day. maybe even give him the win, because Punk's been away for a while, maybe. A bit rusty, and Jay White is a killer right now. Switchblade, just having completely destroy him in a match, and then people going, wow, this guy is serious. He means the business.
Would be very interesting. The biggest thing about all of this, though, is that they're all kind of heels that they're putting him against. What if the crowd goes the other way? There is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Chicago, you're probably pretty safe. But what about the other markets that you're going to be going into? It's not guaranteed that Punk's going to get cheered at this point, is it?
Divisive was the word.
You think CM Punk's going to be forced to be a heel or a face when he comes back, but judging by crowd reactions, it's going to be
Phil,
an interesting
Phil,
one.
are you going to cheer him, or are you going to boo him?
I mean, I'm going to cheer him. I love the chaos.
I'm going to cheer him
thing.
As well. Yeah, so I'll be there. If he's there in London, maybe I'm cheering Punk. I'm wrapping up my arms. I'm there. I want it.
It's going to be very interesting to see. Let us know down in the comments, like I say, about what you think about all of today's stories, including what you think of the new belt and if CM Punk's going to be a face or a heel when he comes back. Very, very interesting. But you can follow us over on Twitter. You can follow me at PhilMyChambers. You can follow Gareth
at GMorgan04.
And you can follow all of us at WhatCultureWWE. Make sure you like the video, subscribe to the channel, do all that jazz. Ups and downs for SmackDown and Rampage are on their way today, so make sure you look out for those. But most importantly, have yourselves a bloody good day.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.